This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport this morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Jamaican Prime Minister have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. Body leaders will hold delegation-level talks tomorrow. A number of MOUs are expected to be signed, giving a fillip to bilateral cooperation. This visit is expected to bolster bilateral relations, enhance economic cooperation, and solidify the long-standing bonds between Jamaica and India. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested 26 key operatives of a highly organized cyber crime network involved in fraudulent activities targeting victims globally. The CBI has arrested these accused after conducting coordinated multi-city searches at 32 locations to dismantle a major technology-enabled crime network as part of larger ongoing Operation Chakra 3. Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honored with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Awards ceremony next month. Announcing this in a social media post, Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Das's remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations." He said, "The Dada Saheb Phalke selection jury decided on the top award for Mr. Chakraborty for his iconic contribution to Indian cinema." Voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held tomorrow. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase, out of which 16 are in Kashmir division and 24 in Jammu region. More than 39 lakh voters will decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. The counting of votes will take place on 8 October along with Haryana. Campaigning has picked up further momentum in Haryana as only 4 days are left for it to end for single-phase assembly elections in the state. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates and targeting rival parties. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today addressed a rally at in Narayangarh in Ambala along with his sister and senior party leader Priyanka Gandhi. He also started Haryana Vijay Sankalp Yatra from today. In Bihar, flood waters entered several new areas today, even as water discharged from Kosi and Gandak barrages is reaching different river systems. 16 districts, including the West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Sopaul, Madhubani, Saharsa, Sitamari, Siohar, are flood hit in the state. 6 additional teams of the NDRF have been brought from Ranchi and Varanasi in view of the grim situation of flood in the state. Relief operations have been intensified in flood-affected areas. Flood victims who are displaced after inundation are getting cooked food in community kitchens. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Gujarat, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya today. It also said that heavy rainfall is expected over Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Lakshadweep. The weatherman has predicted light to moderate rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during this week. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces today extended the ongoing search operations to new areas in Kathua and Rajouri districts to hunt down terrorists following recent encounters in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.